And welcome to Dr. Strangelove's Strange Tales from the World of Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. I call it Halloween. Now then, for those of you who remember the E-Man, and let's face it, who could possibly forget him? Anyway, this story is all about not him. Shut up! I thought that as today was a time for getting a little bit spooky, that I'd go and tell you all about my buttocks. My buttocks aren't especially unusual, perhaps a little hairy and with one buttock slightly larger than the other, but, and this is a big but, actually it is quite big, but I knew a bloke named Archie Gruffley, who had something very strange happen to him. Allow me to elucidate. Ahem. Archie Gruffley once spoke. Not entirely unusual in itself. Most people are always talking. But Archie Gruffley once spoke that Halloween didn't exist. It was this shocking statement that shocked the witches, spooks, and gobbledygooks that had gathered round to watch the great Halloween celebrations in their crystal orb.
Aha!
Cackled the witch in a very witchy way.
That young man doesn't believe in Halloween!
We should teach him a lesson, growled the gobbledygook.
Whatever one of those was, I don't know. But anyway, this is what happened. Archie walked into my surgery, complaining of pains in the backside. Archie just had enough time to say hello before he quickly dropped his trousers and bent over. The sight was a shocking one. Staring at me were his buttocks. Only they weren't buttocks. They were actual Halloween pumpkins. Two of them, one for each buttock. My, that is strange! I exclaimed. How do you manage to fit two pumpkins down your trousers? Where do you keep your buttocks?
Those are my buttocks, he roared,
as by this point, not realising, I'd actually hollowed out one of Archie's pumpkin buttocks and placed a candle in it to light up the room. Oh, sorry, I said. Then I realised something. The longer that Archie Gruffley went on, I began to piece together the mystery. I know what happened, I shouted. You've been cursed by the witches, spooks, and gobbledygooks of Halloween.
Cobblers, said Archie gruffly.
No, not the cobblers. They're the ones who cursed your shoes. That's why you have such grotty feet. Besides, I did read your shocking, blasphemous statement about Halloween not existing. You just pinned it in the Daily Dirt.
What do you suggest I do?
What I suggest you do is to write a 12-page long handwritten apology addressed to the witches, spooks, and gobbledygooks of Halloween and apologise unconditionally and forever. And so it was thus. The following year, Archie Gruffley came back to my surgery complaining that he had a headache. I took great joy in telling him that it's not a headache, Mr. Gruffley. You've turned into one giant pumpkin.
Oh, damn it, shouted Archie through his big fat orange pumpkin head. A text message wasn't good enough then.
This has been Strange Tales with me, Dr. Strangelove. Till next time.